The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to talk about an investigation that is underway in Bus Éireann after an alleged racist incident took place on their bus service. So 20-year-old Sarah Lennon claims she was trying to transfer her bus ticket when the driver became unnecessarily hostile and aggressive. Sarah is of Nigerian Irish stock and she is with me now. Sarah, thanks a million for speaking to us. Can you talk us through what happened on the bus?
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. Really appreciate it. I was on a bus route just coming in from town and I saw a lad use a transfer ticket. And, you know, I live in Canada and that's usually a normal thing to reuse the ticket. And as soon as I got on the bus driver screamed me down. And he said immediately, like, you people think you can come on the bus and not pay. And you guys always think you can do this. And I sat down and he kept screaming at me, you know, in front of everyone. So that's when I knew he was kind of singling me out. And, you know, I was trying to press the button to come off. And he just looked at me and kind of laughed and wouldn't allow me to come off. And then when I got up and tried to, you know, come off the next stop, he kind of yelled at me to sit down. And just before exiting the bus, he says, like, you guys are all the same, like all of you immigrants. And that for me was kind of a slap in the face because, you know, I'm half Irish, but he wouldn't know that. And, you know, I've had really important conversations with people, you know, around the island, you know, after this incident. So I really wanted to speak out and, you know, share my thoughts.
And, you know, when he initially said kind of the first thing, the first maybe sign or indication of what was to come, when he said, you people, what thoughts went through your head?
Kind of what we've been seeing, like, on the news with, like, the riots and the protests and all this far-right stuff. Because, you know, like, I would be on my phone and just, you know, chilling, scrolling through TikTok and other forms of social media. And, like, I always see that kind of language, but I've never had it directed to me, you know, in a very long time, especially in a home that I consider Ireland, like, my home, like, my father's family's from here. So when he said, you people, like, it really singled me out, I think, and made me feel outcasted, you know, on, like, a public service transport.
And how did you feel then? Like, I mean, was it kind of a feeling of disappointment, of anger, of frustration? Was there fear, say, when you were on the bus and, as you said, he laughed when you pressed the button to get off?
Yeah, I think at first it was just shock. It was kind of like, is this really happening? Or, you know, like, all of these experiences that you hear in the news or just, like, other racialized people in Ireland's experience, especially in the past year or 5 months, like, it kind of just, like, oh, like, now is kind of my turn to experience it. And, you know, I really wanted to speak out, you know, and do the best to defend myself. But, you know, everyone on the bus was uncomfortable and it really put me in a very vulnerable position. So I think at first I was very shocked. And I think after, you know, I had a lot of anger because, you know, he was kind of making his Irishness a bit exclusive and singling me out as one other, like, you people, when he wouldn't have thought that, like, I'm also from here, if that makes sense.
And were you disappointed nobody else in the bus kind of came to your defense?
Yeah, you know, I didn't recognize anyone on the bus. I mean, it happened in a small town where, like, everyone was my family and stuff. You know, it would be a different thing if, like, one of my aunts or uncle was on the bus with me. But, you know, I didn't know anyone. So it was, like, a very isolating experience, kind of, like, looking around and everyone seeing what's going on, but no one having, you know, the courage to kind of speak out or, you know, speak with me then. Kind of like the bystander effect, you know.
And have you noticed then differences in people's attitude to you, be they better or worse in a general sense, say, as you've been coming home from Canada over the last few years?
You know, I grew up in England, like, most of my life. You know, I was born in Ireland, but in England, like, I didn't receive, you know, much ignorance, I guess, because, you know, it is very multicultural there. But, you know, when I've been coming back to Ireland in the past maybe few years, you know, trying to, like, learn more about my history and connect with family, like, I have experience a lot of ignorance. And that ignorance could be like people don't know any better, or they don't, are not very educated on, you know, mixed race people like myself. Like you could come from two, you know, very, you know, drastic cultures, like the difference between them. But I have noticed a difference, and I have noticed I often have to educate people about specific things or set boundaries or say that, you know, you can't really say those things, or that's a bit problematic because I have like the education awareness not to do so. But, you know, when you come into maybe smaller towns in Ireland, like there isn't really that awareness, or those discussions is not really taken seriously. And look, I was talking with Conrad Bryan, and he is the director of the Mixed Race Irish Association, which, you know, really helped a lot of adoptees that were in, you know, the institution schools, you know, back in the 60s. And he's a big advocate, you know, he's also half Irish and half Black. And he said, you know, in England, we had anti-racist laws in the 70s, but Ireland only got anti-racist laws in the 2000s. So we were speaking, and in that way, you know, Ireland is kind of behind on those type of uncomfortable conversations and these realities that do happen, and they are happening, you know, an increasing amount, you know, especially with what's going on.
And why do you think we've been behind? Is it just because we were late to the party in terms of, you know, big inward migration into this country?
You know, I reflecting on, you know, like even being half Irish, we do have a lot of trauma ourselves. It's been passed down generationally, you know. You know, our history is not perfect or bright, you know, either way. So I think there's just been, you know, not a lot of things put in curriculum that should be. You know, this starts with when you're young, you know, being educated about these things. And, you know, things like housing, you know, all of, you know, the medical things that we have going on, like, you know, this should have been put in place years ago. But I think, you know, sometimes we have a bit of a small town mindset, or we're a bit slow to adapt to different things, and we don't want to adapt, even though it could be good for us, if that makes sense.
And what has been the reaction of Bus Éireann? Did you go to them? Did you make a complaint?
I did, and we didn't really receive anything. I mean, when my dad, he was pretty, you know, upset when this happened, because my family were looking for me because he dropped me somewhere where I didn't know how to go back to my grandmother's house. So they were all pretty upset. But, you know, when my dad initially went into the office, like, you know, a representative didn't even want to take down the complaint, you know, so we had to really push it. And we received emails that, you know, this is not our policy, and we train our drivers to their best ability, but there's no guarantee that that has been solved.
All right. Well, listen, Sarah, we wish you well. We might touch base afterwards and find out what's happening in terms of the complaint and how it's been processed. Thanks a million for speaking to us.
You're welcome.
And now I should say that Bus Éireann, in a statement, said that while we don't comment on individual cases, we can confirm we are currently investigating this matter, and the Transport for Ireland customer service team have been in direct contact with the passenger involved. They said they take complaints of this nature very seriously. The safety of our passengers is of paramount importance to Bus Éireann, and any incidents reported are fully investigated in line with our standard procedures, and follow-up action is taken if required. So say Bus Éireann. Sarah Lennon, again, thank you very, very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.